Midway Airlines returned to the skies today. The carrier had shut down after September 11th, saying it didn't have enough money to weather a decline in air travel. Now, after an infusion of federal aid, Midway has resumed limited service from its North Carolina hub. From Raleigh, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Even before September 11th, Midway was in severe financial trouble. It declared bankruptcy in August, blaming high fuel costs and a sharp drop in business travel. A day after the September attacks, it announced plans to shut down for good and began getting rid of planes, trucks, and employees. Only because it received federal money was Midway able to resume service today. At the Raleigh-Durham Airport this morning, company president Robert Ferguson declared Midway open for business again.
It's a real treat to, you know, be able to see the folks in uniform, to see customers lining up to fly on our planes. You know, the planes will go out today about 80% full, and, you know, that's quite a testament to the hard work that everybody's done.
Always a small airline, Midway will run even leaner as it tries to emerge from bankruptcy. It once served 28 cities, but now will fly to just 6. Its fleet of aircraft, which had included 40 big and small jets, is now down to 5 737s. Nonetheless, today was still a time of celebration for the company, which threw itself a party at the airport to mark its return. A harpist played Christmas carols near the ticket counters as employees offered the public cookies and drinks.
Do you like a beverage?
Coke or Pepsi?
I have Pepsi and Diet Pepsi's over here. Thank you. You're welcome.
Over the past few weeks, Midway has been rehiring pilots, gate agents, and other employees. Its workforce now numbers about 250, down from the 2,400 employed there this summer. Flight attendant supervisor Debbie Moore is among those back at work.
It's wonderful. The community wants us. We want to be here for the community. And coming to work the past few days, walking across the tarmac, seeing all of our yellowtails again, it's so exciting.
Midway received more than $10 million in aid from Congress, part of the $15 billion airline bailout package passed after the September attacks. While the entire package was controversial, some critics singled out Midway's appropriation as an especially questionable use of taxpayer funds. The editor of the publication Aviation Daily, Michael Miller, calls the Midway money a political public works project for North Carolina and says the reborn airline has little chance to survive.
When you look at Midway, you have to look at their condition prior to September 11th. They were already under tremendous competitive pressure. And if they only had that to face right now, I'd give them a 50% chance. But considering they have the post-September 11th period complete with a down economy, their chances are even slimmer.
So far, though, Midway is doing a brisk business. Promoting a flat fare of $49 on every flight, the airline has sold more than 9,000 tickets since it resumed operations. Today, lines at the airport counters were so long that guards had to keep them from spilling into the corridors.
Slide the line over towards the window. We need to keep a path clear here, please.
Jamie Ellis of Raleigh was among the passengers on Midway's first flight, a nonstop from Raleigh-Durham to Fort Lauderdale. She says she initially had bought a ticket for her trip on U.S. Airways, but she threw it away when she learned she could fly Midway instead.
I was here when Midway came. I've been in the area for 23 years, and this is my favorite flight. I take it down to see my family about every 3 months. Perfect time of the day, good service, so I hope they make it.
Midway's initial schedule includes 18 daily flights, and Ferguson, its president, says the airline will add a few more in January, but he won't make a prediction about when Midway might be able to emerge from bankruptcy. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.